This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wondered what's really going on inside your brain when you're thinking, feeling, or just daydreaming?
It's a wild place, isn't it? Always buzzing with activity.
Exactly. And today we're exploring something pretty mind-blowing, EEG traveling waves.
Sounds like a surf trip for your brain cells.
Something like that. These aren't your typical brain waves. They're coordinated patterns of electrical activity that actually move across your brain. So these traveling waves, they're not just sitting still, they're actually moving across the brain.
That's right. Think of them like ripples spreading across a pond, but instead of water, it's electrical activity.
Right. And what's causing these ripples?
Synchronized neuronal populations driven by excitatory and inhibitory interactions. It's a complex dance of brain cells communicating.
So how do scientists even detect these moving waves? It sounds tricky.
It is. Traditional EEG methods often miss them because they focus on local activity. We need advanced techniques like phase gradient analysis.
I see. And what does that tell us?
It lets us map the speed, direction, and coherence of these waves. High-density EEG arrays are key for getting the detail.
So what are these waves actually doing? What's their purpose?
They're crucial for communication between different brain areas. Think of them as the brain's internal messengers.
Like delivering information between different parts of the brain?
Exactly. Different frequencies are linked to different cognitive functions. Theta waves for memory, alpha waves for attention. Yeah.
This sounds like a game changer for quantitative EEG or quantified EEG.
Absolutely. Traditional quantified EEG focuses on power spectral analysis, but adding traveling wave analysis gives us a much richer picture.
So it's like adding another layer of information to the analysis.
Precisely. It helps identify disrupted connectivity patterns in various disorders.
And what about neurofeedback? Can we use this knowledge to help people?
That's the exciting part. Neurofeedback traditionally targets localized frequency changes, but now we can potentially train patients to modulate the propagation of these waves.
Wow. So teaching the brain to improve its internal communication?
Exactly. It's a new frontier in treating conditions with widespread network disruptions.
Are there specific disorders where this is particularly relevant?
Yes. Neurodevelopmental disorders like ADHD and autism show atypical traveling wave patterns. We also see disruptions in epilepsy, depression, and schizophrenia.
So it's not just about the overall brain activity, but also how that activity is coordinated across different regions?
Exactly. It's about the communication, the connectivity.
Are there any challenges in using this in a clinical setting?
Definitely. The analysis is complex and requires dense EEG arrays. We need standardized metrics and normative databases.
Right. So it's still early days, but the potential is huge?
Absolutely. Machine learning could help simplify the analysis and make real-time neurofeedback possible.
So to wrap things up, these traveling waves are a pretty big deal. They offer a more dynamic view of brain function.
They're changing how we understand brain disorders and cognitive processes. It's a paradigm shift in the EEG interpretation.
Amazing. And the potential for neurofeedback is incredibly exciting. Thanks for shedding light on this fascinating topic.
Yeah.